Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. At 2:45, it's time for a little fair game with Faribault. Steelers insider Nick Faribault. We'll get back to the Pirates here in this big trade. We did find what the MLB trade value Twitter that went viral during last year's trade deadline, what they had to say about this three-team deal. We'll get to more of your calls, too, at 412-928-9370. But let's talk a little bit about Steelers-Lions with top Steelers insider Nick Faribault. And the way this game works is we will present him with an opinion and ask him whether or not it's fair. Nick, let's start with T.J. Watt. Mike Tomlin talked after practice today. After hearing him talk, is it fair to wonder if we're going to see T.J. Watt before this regular season is over?
Listen, is it fair to wonder? I mean, I guess it is, but I think we do. Everything I'm hearing says that. I think he's back for Baltimore. I think that's the big notch. I'm not sure he's going to be back next week against Cleveland. He's not going to play this week. I'm fairly certain of that. But I think he gets out there against the Ravens in week 18. If that game means something, if it doesn't, then I think it's fair. Like if they clinch by next week, which is very possible that they could do that, then perhaps he doesn't play again this regular season. But if that week 18 game has stakes, I think T.J. Watt will play. I what I was told was 3 weeks after the injury was around when he could return. And that Ravens game is around 3.5 weeks after the official partially collapsed lung happened. And sounds like he can return then. So that's kind of what I'm expecting T.J. Watt back on the football field.
Nick, is it fair to say, or to infer, I should say, that because Watt was back around the team yesterday and is back just with them broadly speaking, that there might not be the level of animus or ill will between Watt and the team that people speculated there could be given the nature of this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think anyone's happy about it, and I think there's obviously things there, legalities that could potentially pop up that, you know, we don't know about yet. We don't know what T.J. Watt's plan is. We don't know what the Steelers organization's plan is, but I don't think he's going to come out in March and request a trip. I'll say that. You know, I don't think he's going to want out of the Steelers organization. He just got a new contract from them. And, you know, maybe it changes the procedures around training and dry needling and different things like that. And it puts down a stricter code to that area. And that might be what he's pushing for. But I don't think there's any insane animosity towards the Steelers' organization and that T.J. Watt is not going to play football, for example, for them. So I don't think that he is going to request a trade out or anything like that.
Fair to think that besides T.J. Watt, the Steelers are going to have another significant player who misses Sunday's game against the Lions because of injury.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. I don't expect to see Isaac Seumalo out there, and I'd consider him pretty significant given how he's played over the last 6 weeks or so. I don't think we're going to see James Pierre. I think he played really well. So you get more shot to Samuel Jr., which I don't think is a terrible thing. I think he's a good player. And then Nick Herbig is kind of going to be the questionable one. I mean, I think that would be significant given the fact that it would be Jack Sawyer against Penei Sewell. Listen, you might like Jack Sawyer. I don't blame you if you do, but playing against Penei Sewell, I think, is a huge mismatch. And Herbig was out here this week today, so we'll see. I think he's probably going to be questionable for Sunday against the Lions. If he does play, I don't get the impression it's going to be a full snap count for him. So, yeah, I do think the Steelers are going to be a little shorthanded here on Sunday.
Is it fair to say, Nick, that the Steelers, well, I'll say specifically Aaron Rodgers, can continue or will continue to build on what are probably his two best games as a Steeler in this game against the Lions?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I mean, I think this kind of idea that Rodgers is just going to upswing each week, it's kind of a little fool's gold to me. And it doesn't mean I don't believe in what Rodgers can do. Rodgers can certainly make plays still, and I think has shown his ability to be a perfect point guard for the team. I think that's kind of the way I would describe him, as a point guard. But we've also seen games against the Bills, games against the Chargers. We have seen poor football from Aaron Rodgers. I think thinking that he is going to play like he did against the Ravens, which was his best game in arguably three seasons, or against the Dolphins, which was more in line with, you know, games like he played against like the Vikings and the Browns. I think he can keep that level, but I think this kind of idea where he has been such an inconsistent quarterback throughout the year, you don't really know which Aaron Rodgers is going to show up. I don't think it's 100% a bet that he's going to show up and be really good against the Lions. He could be, but I don't know which Aaron Rodgers you're going to see every week. It's just been like that. And it's really been the whole team, to be quite honest with you.
Nick, fair to say that the Steelers' defense is going to give up 40 or more points to the Lions on Sunday?
I don't think they're going to give up 40. I do think they're going to get punched in the mouth. I think that's a fair way to say it. I think they're going to allow 30-plus. I do. I think this is going to be a big game for Jahmyr Gibbs. The edge rushers, man, I mean, losing Watt and probably Herbig, you're going to have a limited Herbig at most. It's really tough. And I just think that Sawyer matchup is a huge mismatch. I think the Steelers' run defense is still leaky. I know that they slowed down Achan last week, but there was a few times I thought that there could have been big plays, and some of the Steelers players made some really nice plays, but I don't really believe in them to put up that level of effort and that level of cohesion week after week. And that's really why I think, you know, even if Detroit, I think Detroit can be a team that even if you slow down Jahmyr Gibbs, Goff can still throw on you with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. And so you know, they could do the whole Green Bay Chicago thing where the Steelers slow down that run game and they just throw all over them anyways. And I think the Steelers' defense is still a little leaky. I don't think it's a top unit. I think it's better than it was. It has a higher floor than they did when they were at their depths earlier this year, but they're still not a great defense. They're only a slightly above average defense still, and so I do think they're due for a down week.
Nick, this is kind of a long-range one because this game is functionally meaningless to the Steelers. They don't have to have any outcome here except hopefully nobody suffers a major injury, okay? Is it fair to say you are more confident in them making the playoffs via Ravens lose their next two, Steelers beat the Browns, or Steelers beat the Ravens in a Week 18 do-or-die contest? Fair to say you're more confident in the former or the latter of those two happening?
I'm probably more confident in the Ravens losing their next two and the Steelers beating the Browns. And that's just because I think the Ravens against the Patriots and the Packers is a good matchup for the Steelers in terms of what the Ravens do. Listen, Baltimore could win one of those games, but they're not particularly good at home, and they're facing a really good Patriots team, who, even though they have a light schedule, I think is a good team. Now, I know the Packers are a little more toothless now with no Micah Parsons. But I do think that's still a really good team, and Jordan Love is playing some really good football. And so I really think the Steelers could have an opportunity there. And they go to Cleveland. Listen, that's not a slam dunk win. Cleveland's been a really bad area for the Steelers in Cleveland up there by the lake over the last few years. So they just have to win one of the next two, and I feel like they could. Now, that Week 18 game, I think, is a lot more dicey just because what does the Steelers' overall health look like? They are a battered team. They haven't had a bye week since Week 5. I think that is going to be weighing on them more and more as they get deeper into the season. I think it's just hard to expect a team to sweep their biggest division rival. I just do. And so I do think I trust the Ravens probably to lose more than the Steelers to beat the Browns, but I trust them to 100% go and win that matchup against Baltimore in Week 18.
Nick, fair game to say that the Steelers are going to go into Motown and upset the Lions on Sunday?
No, I don't see it happening. I see the Lions winning this one. I just do. Listen, I think the Steelers are a better team than they were 6 weeks ago. I do. But this is not a good matchup for them in a lot of ways. I think the injuries in particular really hit them. Listen, the one thing the Steelers do have in favor of them is when Goff struggles, the interior pressure really gets to him. And the Steelers are going to have their full interior defensive line healthy. So getting Derek Harmon back, I think, is really important for them if they're going to win this game. It's going to be him, Benton, and Hayward that are going to have to wreak havoc if they're going to win this football game. So I'm not expecting it. I think that someone like Jahmyr Gibbs is going to have a really big game for the Lions. And the Steelers, I think, are going to actually put up points. I'm not going to be surprised if this is like a close, darn near shootout type of game. Like, I totally expect this to almost play out similar to the Bears game, where the Steelers are able to drive the ball, score some real points, but the defense is just going to allow too many big plays. And I also think the Steelers are more likely to turn the ball over than the Lions. The Lions offense great at keeping the ball and not turning it over. So I'll take Detroit in this one 35-27.
Nick Faribault, award-winning, top-rated Steelers insider. Thank you, Nick. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it, as always.
There you go.
Very businesslike, always, at the end.
All right, so he thinks Watt will be back for the Baltimore game if it matters. He said he heard 3-week injury.
Are you still of the opinion that I am, that there's like a lot of layers there that we might never know the details on?
I can't wait to talk to someone who's going to be in studio who said something to me about this at the karaoke event, and I wonder if he's going to be willing to share those things on the air.
Knowing him, probably not, but we can dream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.